I am Mike Holvey, President and CEO of the RAB. And welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. We recently attended the annual NAB show in Las Vegas. Over a five-day period, this convention brought together over 61,000 attendees, many close friends of the RAB. The buzz around the exhibit floor and sessions, well, it was very high. Some of the key takeaways included the continuing excitement around innovation, of course, sales, recruitment, marketing, and back to technology, AI. RAB's Immediate Past CEO, Erica Farber, and I had the opportunity to sit down with some thought leaders from our industry, and we talked about their plans for the future. A big thanks to Inco and Binstown for allowing us to record live in their exhibit booth every day of the convention. In the eighth episode of the series, we hear the conversation that Erica had with Lindley Grandy, Vice President of Political Strategies at Gen Media Partners, who has been working in the rep firm business for nearly 30 years, advocating on behalf of local broadcasters with national and regional advertising agencies and clients.
So, first of all, Lindley, how did you get into the radio business?
I went to Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania, small college, and
that's the real name?
Slippery Rock University. Shout out to Slippery Rock.
All right.
I went to Slippery Rock University, moved back to Cleveland, long story. It was in the early 90s, really hard market, job market in the broadcasting industry. I was a communications major, wanted to be in radio. And that was at a time when radio stations were being acquired and bought, and there was a lot of consolidation. So there wasn't a lot of jobs in radio at the time. And I did my internship at a radio station in Cleveland. It was 107.9 The End, alternative radio station. It was the funnest job I ever had. Unpaid internship, of course. And I worked so hard at that radio station, but there was no way they were going to hire me on. So I got out and had to have two jobs to, pay for my living expenses. And I looked in the newspaper. It was at a time when you still looked for jobs in the newspaper. And I found a job for a broadcasting sales firm. And it was for regional reps.
Mm-hmm.
Small market radio rep firm. And I had no idea what that was. And this company hired me on as a sales assistant. And that was in 1994. And I worked my way up from sales assistant to an account manager to a seller and to vice president of account services, where I managed the account manager team.
Right.
And then I was a sales rep for regional reps. And then we were acquired by Gen Media in 2018. So here I am with Gen Media as VP on the political side of the company.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. So a lot of our audience for this podcast are at specific local radio stations. And as I know that you know firsthand, I think there are some misperceptions of what national or regional reps do for local radio stations.
Okay. Yeah, there is.
So share with us what it means to be on the national sales side.
It's a great question, and it's multifaceted, I think, because there's the misconception on the radio station side. I think there is the idea that the national sales side are people that just kind of steal business from them. We steal business from them, from the advertising agencies that would normally just call them directly.
Right.
And that couldn't be further from the truth. National sales people work very hard and have conversations on multi-levels at advertising agencies about small market radio and the importance small market radio has in their communities, because a lot of these advertising agencies are in high rises in big markets,
right?
And these media buyers are younger, maybe they are They haven't lived in small markets. They live in metropolitan areas, and they don't understand the impact that a local radio station has to its community.
Right.
So it really is a conversation that we have all the time at advertising agencies every single day. So the radio stations sometimes don't understand that those are the conversations, because we're not talking to them every day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And a follow-up to that is, I'm in a local market, mm-hmm. and I'm just throwing, I have a Walmart. And yet, okay. Walmart isn't including my market.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just get my market included?
That's another great question. Walmart, because it is such an incredibly huge account, and are in...
And I just use Walmart as an example of a national retail.
It's a great example. Because this account is such a huge account, there's so many different, there's so many locations. This is an account that could utilize network radio in a much more effective or price cost-effective way to reach more area,
right?
Instead of buying individual station markets.
Right.
That would be more expensive to do. Not only just buying the time, but also utilizing the time of the media buyers to do it. It is much more cost effective to flip a switch for the network radio and, you know, blast out onto a network,
right,
to hit all these areas. And so they're not necessarily concerned with a lot of the waste then, because it's so cheap.
Right. And if I'm a radio station and I am not with a rep firm, what advice do you have for me? How do I get you to consider representing me at my station?
Well, the beauty of that is regional reps, for example, worked with more radio stations in that category of non-representation stations.
Right.
And we were able to reach and be more effective to our advertising agencies, because they could reach out to us and say, we're looking at being in 100 different markets.
Right.
And we've never heard of these markets before in our entire lives. And we were like, we know where those markets are. So we were able to reach out to these radio stations and not have a contract with them and negotiate these.
So I don't even know if you would use this term. I would refer to that as almost an unwired regional network.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did that all the time for so many different accounts. And the beauty of that, too, is at the time, there were other rep firms in this space that were competition to regional reps. So without a contract, those radio stations could take business from other rep firms.
Right.
Where if you have a contract, you only can take business from your contractual rep. So not having a contract, there was more radio stations on your shelf,
right,
to pull from.
Right.
And regional reps was really, really, really good at bringing business to those radio stations.
So you're not only just doing transactional business, you are at the same time, hand in hand, also trying to create new budgets or deeper budgets at the same time. And that takes a long time.
That
on
does
a
take a long
side.
Time. That really does take a long time. It takes a lot of, that takes a long time. And it's very complicated to have and to get to the level at the advertising agency to have those conversations.
Right.
There's a lot of strata at the advertising agency to get to that point.
Yeah. So, you know, we hear a lot of comments on the local side about radio and audio. What are you hearing on the national side and the regional side from being clients and agencies that you work? How are they feeling about audio and radio today?
I think the advertising agencies they like radio. They really like it. They like the fact that it's easy to buy. I think that it's on the client side, they see the sexiness of digital.
All right, I'm going to interrupt you for a moment because you said they like that it's easy to buy. And that's interesting because that's not always the case. And do they think that it's easy to buy because they have someone like you? I see.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because if you can make one phone call to Lindley Grandy at Gen Media Partners.
Right.
To cover 100 markets that you need to cover specifically and not have to buy the network and cover too much territory.
I see.
And really geo-target, if you will, these specific areas. Make one phone call to Lindley Grandy at Gen Media. What would you do instead of calling, 100 radio stations? So it really is making one phone call.
Right.
And having that research and recommendations based on good information of all these radio stations and costing.
Right.
Already presented to you.
Now you're at the NAB. I know you're on a panel. I don't even know what day it was. And this is how confused I am. This is the first day and I've already messed up the schedule. But talk to us a little bit about the session that you're on here.
Well, I am speaking on Tuesday, and I am talking about how advertising agencies and radio stations, or how radio stations can work with advertising agencies to put together plans to better brand their, I have it all written down, so this is pretty much my first speaking engagement.
Oh, okay.
So I have it all written out, and so it's kind of a framework of how radio stations can better communicate with their advertising agencies. So that's pretty much it.
Any tips you can share here? Because unfortunately, most of us will not be in your session.
So some tips I think is. One thing is we are all strapped for time.
Yes.
And our advertising agencies are included in that. And our media buyers are so, you think you wear a lot of hats. Our media buyers and our advertising agencies are wearing a lot of hats. And sometimes we see when our radio stations submit to us, it is pages and pages and pages and pages of information on a presentation. It's like nobody has time to go through all that.
Yes.
So how can you make your 30-second commercial and pull all that information together to be able to relay information and in a provocative, not so much provocative way, but a very succinct way so that they can make decisions quickly and be able to sell upward your idea
right.
to their client. It's basically it.
You've seen so many changes since you've started, and the rate of change is going so fast. What are the biggest changes you've seen on the national side?
I've seen the changes that I've seen are in the advertising. Dollars have been so fragmented. There's so many different buckets where the advertising dollars need to go. It needs to go to radio, television still, right? Cable, OTT, outdoor, digital audio. I mean, it needs to go in so many different directions that the advertising dollars for radio has shrunk. But unfortunately, the data that comes out shows that AM/FM radio is still incredibly viable to reach the consumer. And somehow that information is not resonating at the advertising and marketing level.
So if you could wave the wand, the magic wand, because you see the issue, what do you think we can be doing a better job of, or what should we be doing to help move that needle? Because there's a lot of money being wasted, and we're certainly not saying put all of your money into radio, but include radio in everything that you're doing. And what can we do collectively at the agency level or at this senior level to help get that message through?
I think it's just, that's a great question. I think that we need to push that data and really do a marketing campaign of our own, whether it be the NAB, the REB, just the general industry, to the marketing advertising community, that the data, what it's showing, and that they need to make sure that that information is going to the people that are making decisions that decide where those media dollars go. I get that digital is the sexy new toy, right? I get that. But if the data is telling you otherwise, why not make those decisions based on the data?
Right.
I think that there needs to be a general push from the industry to industry.
So it sounds like it's really an education issue that we have to stay focused on,
right?
Yeah. So you're very focused on political, and here we are. Gosh, every year seems to be a political year.
It seems to be, right?
it's becoming a category that's getting bigger and bigger. So what are you seeing this year in the political area?
That's the question. That's the question that's being asked a lot at this conference and every single day. Radio stations are calling me, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? The national business for political seems to be at least for radio, a little bit of a slow start.
Well, and I would also just remind everyone that's listening or watching us, in a presidential year, radio has not historically had as strong political years as they do in a non-presidential year.
Correct.
So I think that could be part of it.
Correct. However, there is more presidential money going into and focused on Spanish language than there ever has been over the past couple presidential elections, like
right.
as well as African American formats. So those two are really courting those two demographics. And we're seeing a lot of that. And so presidential money in smaller markets, it seems to be a small portion,
right?
So there's not a lot of Spanish language in small markets. They're mostly in the metropolitan areas, as well as African Americans.
Right.
That's what you're seeing.
And there's a lot of state and local elections.
That's ahead. And even more down ballot. I'm seeing more school committee type of things,
school
board money. I saw this cycle where I've never seen a lot of that before. So there's a lot of activity down ballots, House districts, Senate districts, congressional districts. All that is going on, and that's going to be, I believe that's going to be robust moving forward.
Yeah. Well, and I want to remind everyone at RAB.com, if you have any questions about how political works, we have that political handbook available that gives all the details, because it's
great information in there.
You know firsthand, it's not just taking an order. There's so many things that you have to do, and it affects radio stations' licenses. So we have to be right on top of it and take this very seriously.
Incredibly serious, and we need to make sure that radio stations, we're having conversations with stations all the time about making sure they have their information up on the FCC public file.
Yes.
And people are going, the campaigns are going to those public files all the time. Advertising agencies are going to that public file. We are all going to that public file all the time. And if there's information that's missing, I'm calling radio stations. See, somebody's hearing an ad on your radio station and it's not up on your public file. Where is it? I don't have a license. Right? I don't have the license. You have the license. If I you need to protect yourself and make sure you're compliant. So we're having those conversations with stations all in time to do.
But you have some of the context that the stations don't have. So I know that they're depending on you this year.
And I want them to. I'm their advocate. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I dedicated my entire career to small market radio stations, independently owned radio stations.
Right.
And they're my favorite. They're my, I call them, they're my babies.
Yeah.
You know, I love them. I've been working with them for a long time. So I want to make sure that they're protected. And unfortunately, during COVID, we saw a lot of really small radio stations. This is how, you know, really thin they're operating. Just close up shop, turn their lights off. And it was unfortunate that you know, that happened. But, you know, it's our job to make sure that we're bringing as many advertising dollars to those guys as we possibly can.
Right. We've talked about political a little bit. Are there any other business categories that you've seen growth in that we should be focusing in on?
I've seen some growth in cellular. I've seen some growth in cable, too. Those are like two of the ones that I've seen.
Uh-huh.
I kind of straddle right now in my selling both retail and political. So, you know, it's difficult for me to
two
say which
thing.
Yeah, very. So I have a difficult time seeing the broader picture on both sides and on the retail side. QSR seems to quick service restaurants.
Right.
They tend to be, their Dairy Queen is spending a good amount right now. I've seen that come down.
Well, no, that's very old. It's on hand. What was it?
Fells.
Any particular categories that you've seen decreases in? I mean, we certainly know automotive has been a challenge.
Yeah,
they're starting to sell more.
It's hard. Yeah, so. Automotive. Yeah, well, automotive used to be really, really, and that's even hard to say too. With everything that we read in the trades, they're saying all of this stuff is radio is up, and we're like, well, really? But it is mostly network.
Yeah,
you know, that's the network spending that is up.
Yeah.
Because it's so cheap, they can blast it out. They can hit a lot of territory. That's where all that radio spending is happening. And they consider that radio.
Right.
And, you know, when radio stations hear that on the, you know, pipe is piped in, they're like, well, if you're piping in content, that's what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
So
how's business this year overall?
Overall, I think it's a little soft. I think we're relying a lot on political this year, and I think a lot of the advertising agencies are kind of a little soft, maybe thinking that political is going to affect what they're doing.
Right.
But political's been a little soft, and mainly, I think, because the presidential candidates have already been established. So if it wasn't so... the presumptive nominee wasn't so known, the other candidates may have been able to duke it out a little bit more.
Right.
That day, right? But because it was so known and presumptive that there wasn't as much spending as we thought there would be during the primaries. And then everybody's kind of started bowing out. And when there's so much national attention and news focused on the election and the two candidates, you know, what advertising are you? That's free advertising, right?
Right.
But there's a lot of spending coming down for the down ballot, so the congressional districts, House districts. So that's starting to heat up. As always, the most spending is done in October, November, and into December, and that's when it becomes a flurry of spending.
Right.
So, you know, in 2020, we thought, you know, COVID, when COVID happened, all the retail business pulled out, and we were like, oh, what's going to happen? And then political just ramped up and saved the day.
Right.
And it was the best political cycle I've in memory.
You know, it's interesting when you think about budgeting. I know there are many stations that say, well, we have to pull political out when we're doing. But now that political is a real category, I'm wondering, do we keep the political in? I guess it also is going to depend on what state you're in.
It absolutely depends on what state you are in. If you're in a battleground state, then you can probably keep it as a line item.
Yeah.
You can't rely on it enough off times, but you have to make sure you are keeping an eye on when your elections are, when you have a gubernatorial race, because sometimes those can be on off year.
So planning.
Not everything is in a presidential year, right?
Planning is really critical.
Absolutely.
That's a great
You
point.
Have to know when your elections are, who is up for election too. Great website, Ballotpedia, is a great website to use to make sure that you're on top of all of that.
Great advice.
And you can go to campaignrates.com to look for the primaries in your state. And that's one of our websites to look when the primaries are in your state.
It's awesome. It's peanut butter.
With so many changes going on, not just in our business, but in everyone's life. In your opinion, what should we be doing as an industry to make sure that we continue to be relevant in the future? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Wow. That is a really good question and a philosophical one at that.
I know it's a big question.
Yeah.
But, you know, sort of thinking forward, are there things that stand out to you that we should be focused on?
It's a great question. I think that we need to adapt. We need to move with the times and use technology alongside what we already know to be effective and true and stay true to who we are.
Right.
I think our listeners really do trust what comes from the radio. I think that there still very much is a connection to the radio, the personalities. There is still very much a trust there that there isn't with other media. And I think that we need to keep that and really hold that and be able to utilize the other technologies that are coming out and around us to stay relevant. You know, the TikToks, the social media. And I think I've seen a lot of radio stations integrate those things.
Yes, they're really embracing it.
They're embracing it. And the ones that don't are really falling behind.
So we have two ongoing campaigns that we talk about. But if you could just finish the sentence, radio matters because
it works. Radio matters because it is tried. It's true. Radio matters because it is a companion to everybody's everyday life. Radio matters because it works.
And radio works because?
Radio works because the same reasons. Same reasons. It's a part of our everyday lives. It matters because the folks that are on the, you know, that are companions to begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive, plays that song that's so elusive. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's a companion in our car. It's a companion to us every single day that, you know, it's in our minds while we're driving in our car, and it's playing songs that remind us of our childhood, or it brings back memories to us, and it's radio's amazing.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time
with
us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
In this wide-ranging discussion, listeners were able to better understand the local rep firm model, as well as hear what's happening at the agency level and how the continuation of fragmented ad dollars is affecting the business. And since we're in the middle of a political year, it's important to take Lindley's advice to heart, and that is to stay ahead of political. Doing your homework is very important, knowing what's happening locally, because there is a tremendous opportunity down ballot, which is the theme that we heard over and over again at the convention in Vegas.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.